أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about Ibadur Rahman, Allah ta'ala said they are those people who do not call with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala another deity. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they do not kill any soul that Allah ta'ala has made impermissible, prohibited, but with the right of the Shariat. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And nor do they commit zina. Up to that part we had understood and we have discussed. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever does it shall be thrown into sin. In other words, whoever carries out these deeds, they will be thrown into the punishment of the sin. And then according to one narration, the word Atham actually is a valley in Jahannam in which these people will be thrown into it. Now, if somebody can just understand that we're looking at fire, and then fire has valleys, then we will begin to understand that we cannot even fathom what the fire of Jahannam is like. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ. The punishment will be doubled. According to some of the commentators, the punishment will get progressively intensified. In other words, as the days go, the time progresses, the punishment gets more and more. And then some ulama have stated that this doubling of the punishment will be because they were in a state of kufr, and because of the kufr they will be punished, and then their sins will be a separate and independent punishment. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. And then they will remain in the fire of Jahannam forever in a state of disgrace. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, Illa man taba, except that person who makes tawbah. After he makes tawbah wa amana, a disbeliever brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a believer refreshed and renewed his iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa amila amalan saliha, and thereafter he practiced righteously. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just saying that Allah ta'ala will forgive them, but Allah is saying for such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the سَيِّئَات, the evil deeds, into good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. How would Allah ta'ala change the deeds? We will understand in the case of a disbeliever that when he accepts Islam, then Islam now will destroy all the sins of the past, and then he will continue doing good deeds, and that good deeds then will be accounted for and it will be recorded. Then some ulama have stated that when a person commits ill and commits sin, after committing sin, the person makes tawbah. He's changed his life, he's turned a new page. But there are times when a person reminiscences, a person begins to think about the past sins that he had committed. But just one word of caution, ulama have written, Allah Ta'ala never created us to remember our sins. Allah Ta'ala created us to remember Allah Ta'ala. And the opposite is also quite understood. Allah Ta'ala didn't create us to remember our virtues. Do the good and let Allah Ta'ala account for that and hope that Allah accepts. So, but it is normal, it is natural that a person will sometimes recall the past and he will think about the sins that he had committed, and the result of that is each time he thinks of the sin, he would make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala and he will ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So for each one of those sins then, Allah Ta'ala will write hasanat. Allah Ta'ala will write it as good deeds. And like that, Allah Ta'ala changes that ill deeds into the good deeds. Now we will understand that the tawfiq of this tawbah is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba that I know of the last person to leave Jahannam, and then obviously that will be the last person to enter Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about this person, this is just the gist of the hadith, that this person will have both major and minor sins. But Allah Ta'ala will call him, and Allah Ta'ala will begin to enumerate and enlist his minor sins. Allah will begin to ask him about the minor sins. And this person will have absolutely no option but to admit, and there will be an admission of guilt for those minor sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, I have changed your ill deeds, your sayyi'at, into hasanat. Now this person comes into a state of excitement and he will say, Ya Allah, I have committed other deeds that you haven't spoken about. Because he would want those deeds also, ill deeds, to be changed into good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at the sahaba, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, such will be the last person to leave the fire of Jahannam, and then Allah Ta'ala will grant him into entrance into Jannah. Regarding these verses, these are those days and nights of the month of Ramadan, the days and nights that we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find in the narration the incident of Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the person who killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battle of Uhud. Just for us to also understand that Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not only the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the foster, the milk brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as far as the ages were concerned, they were not very, very far apart. They were very closely linked to each other. And when Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred in the battle of Uhud, it had a very great impact on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, the 8th year of the Hijrah, Makkah is conquered. Wahshi now realizes, or he thinks, that there is no way out for him. So he leaves Makkah and he flees from Makkah. And he goes away out of Makkah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a message to Wahshi, a message of an invitation to accept Islam. So he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, via the messenger, that say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can you invite me towards Islam when your Quran Sharif claims, and he recited this ayah, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَا اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا. These are all the sins that I have committed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear that for me is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was thereafter that Allah ta'ala revealed then, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except that person makes tawbah, he brings iman, Allah will change the evil into good. When Wahshi hears this ayat, he says that this condition of repenting and remaining steadfast on righteous deeds without falling into sin is difficult. I may not be able to abide after I make tawbah and remain steadfast. So then Allah Ta'ala revealed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. And when we speak about revealed, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel once again with the verse. Now this verse, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Allah Ta'ala does not forgive that a person commits shirk to Allah Ta'ala, but Allah forgives sins besides that. But Allah said, لِمَن يَشَاءُ, for whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. So his message goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do I know that I will be the one that Allah would desire, that Allah ta'ala forgives? It was then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to those servants of mine that have transgressed themselves, they have wronged, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And Allah ta'ala is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Wahshi said, yes, this verse, this ayah has given me hope. And then he accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and friends, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that being, Allah is that Zat, that whatever happened in the past, Allah ta'ala is forgiving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive. It is for us to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat and seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.